A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain where they could be alone by themselves. There, in their presence, he was transfigured. His clothes became dazzlingly white, whiter than any earthly bleacher could make them. Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And then Peter spoke to Jesus, "Rabbi," he said, "it is wonderful for us to be here. So let us make 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. And a cloud came, covering them in shadow. And there came a voice from the cloud, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." And then suddenly, when they looked round, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they came down from the mountain, he warned them to tell no one what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They observed the warning faithfully, though among themselves they discussed what rising from the dead could mean. And they put this question to him, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah has to come first?" "True," he said, "Elijah is to come first and to see that everything is as it should be. Yet how is it that the scriptures say about the Son of Man that he is to suffer grievously and be treated with contempt? However, I tell you that Elijah has come, and they have treated him as they pleased, just as the scriptures say about him." The Word of God. A short time ago, a small group of people met at my home to discuss ways of bringing together the various lay Dominican people and groups scattered around our country. It sounds straightforward, and we were sure the Holy Spirit was with us as we looked for ways of bringing the legacy of St. Dominic and St. Catherine to more people. But we also recognized the need to take care, on the one hand, to give people something concrete, and on the other, not to frighten away those still struggling to find a spiritual direction. Because what we found was that the people we wanted to contact ranged from the deeply committed to those who just liked a cup of coffee with the sisters on Saturday morning. Well, the meeting went very well and we pondered the possibilities. Should we make a set of rules for people to follow if they call themselves lay Dominicans? Or insist on everyone belonging to a group? Or should it be left as a looser kind of contact where people can opt into whatever degree suits them? After much reflection and discussion, we worked out what we thought would work best in our very secular country, a way that gave everyone room to move and grow without facing pressures of constitutions and rules, and we committed ourselves tentatively to a procedure. And as the group began to leave, we stood on the street, and looking up we saw in the mountain range a few miles away a perfect rainbow, one that stretched over a very wide area. Well, of course we thought of Noah and the rainbow that represented God's covenant. And then there was the rainbow in the book of Revelations that encircles the throne of the Lamb of God. It was pretty plain to our small group that as we gathered at the end of our meeting, God's blessing was with us. It was good to have that feeling because we had been rather tentative in deciding on a way ahead, and now it seemed we were on the right track. Jesus, as portrayed by Mark in today's Gospel, had also been making some breaks with his past. Let's look at where he has come from at this stage. has learnt a good deal from the words and actions of John the Baptist. He has spent lots of time among the ordinary people, seeing their needs and bringing them comfort and healing. He knew for sure that people needed to experience the presence of God among them, a God of justice and peace and goodness. He's realized that he needs support and gathered some friends around him. His own townspeople had rejected him. How painful that must have been. And he has left Galilee and begun a wider mission. It felt right, but how could he know for certain? Well, that's what I think today's gospel is all about. It's about checking out that we're on the right track. Jesus takes some friends with him. And those friends have at best a very shaky concept of what Jesus is on about. Never mind. Something happens on that day, on that mountain. The gospel writer struggles for the words to describe it. And he's reduced to images of brilliant light and long dead prophets and a voice in the clouds. Never mind. What matters is that Jesus realizes, he's given a sign, if you like, that yes, his work has the divine blessing. Yes, this is what he is called to do here on earth. Well, that experience on the mountain, and you can call it realization or transfiguration or affirmation or just plain sign, that experience is something that's there for us too, as we make our normal everyday efforts to find a way ahead for ourselves that is God's will. And like Jesus, we will have setbacks and disappointments, sometimes the need to break away, and at times we'll wonder if this is all there is, if only someone could give us a clue. And then somehow, if we're alert, there will be a sign, maybe just a little one, certainly not with angels and flashing lights and celestial voices, but something in our life, a smile, a breath of wind, a mushroom in the garden, that tells us, yes, yes, you're on the right track.